remember we took over, the church purchased the lumber company, which was on the east side of Vernon. They had facilities on the north side of Vernon between Clay Alley and north side of Green Street, between Clay and Green. They had facilities there. And then to the south of Green, they had a larger building, the lumber company, and a yard there, and they had, there was a railroad spur, you know, tracking.
That I remember, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
So we bought that property probably about early to mid-1964. They removed the press facility into the larger facility to the south of Green Street. Then 2 or 3 months after I arrived as an employee and as a student finally, we moved then our facilities over to more or less the office facilities were over in the building across to the north of Green Street. Upstairs were the offices. Jack Elliott, Dwayne Bechtold, and myself were in a room together drafting, and then he moved to his own office, and Mr. Elliott moved to another, and upstairs was basically the offices. Downstairs were the shops. We had the electric shop, the paint shop,
plumbing,
various of the shops downstairs in there, okay, in that particular building. Okay.
And you were drafting for all the buildings other than...
Other than new buildings.
New
buildings. I was drafting for all the remodeling going on.
Okay.
The zillion remodels were going on.
Right.
We were beginning to remodel, we were beginning to remodel homes on Orange Grove, as Mr. Armstrong saw fit, as he moved particular executives into those homes. We were remodeling. In fact, when I came to work in August, they were working, they were already working on or had plans made, because I didn't make them, on Mr. Armstrong's home that he was going to move into. And he moved into that home, I believe, in early 65, probably the spring, winter to spring of 65. And I remember Mr. Armstrong was overseas a lot during those years, over in England. When they were under construction, and I had nothing to do with the actual drawings, because it was before my time.
Right.
But I was doing drawings for specific items such as cabinetry work, for instance, kitchen cabinets, you know, breakfast room cabinets,
sure.
Other cabinets and other kinds of things in the house. And we were taking those drawings, sending them to England.
Mm-hmm.
And Mr. Armstrong looked at them, approved them or whatever, got back, and then they would build a particular cabinet or whatever it was. See. So I can claim my fame to the cabinets in the kitchen area of Mr. Armstrong's home. I'm being a little facetious.
I wanted to get back to this master planning that you said was announced in like 61 or so. What was the impetus for that master plan? The connection that I know about had something to do with the freeway proposal.
Well, okay, that's part and parcel, but you know, Mr. Armstrong for years had gone to architects, and Mr. Armstrong was a visionary.
Right.
And so he had already gone to Norman Entwistle back in the 50s and into the early 60s. Norman Entwistle, architect, ENWISTLE. Norman Entwistle. Was it Norman A?
I know nothing about. Okay.
Anyway, he was a local architect. I never knew the man, but I've seen his name written all over. He was a marvelous draftsman, just really an artistic man. And he did a lot of detailed drawings, and he did some planning, some master planning for Ambassador Hall, for extending Ambassador Hall out to the back with a large facility. It owned, I think, an auditorium-type facility. I think he did drawings for a circular-type auditorium down somewhere on the lower campus was another proposal. He did Ted Armstrong's remodel, the house that he had at 252 South Orange Grove Boulevard. Oh, let's see. What were some of the other things I can recall he did? He did a number of, he did the south extension of Ambassador Hall, you know, the classroom extension.
And how about the library?
Yes, he did extensive work with the library. I believe he did the expansion of the penthouse.
Now, I've always heard that there was a set of plans that was proposed to the library. And I'm not sure who the architect.
You mean a new library?
A new library.
Yeah. Yes. Right.
Okay.
That was done by David Hyun, H-Y-U-N.
Mm-hmm.
Jack Elliott's purview back around the very early '70s, right around 1970, 1970, 71, 72, before all the major layoffs occurred. Now, you have to understand that Jack Elliott, being over buildings and grounds, was also, you know, trying to help assist Mr. Armstrong in planning and expanding the campus. And so he engaged David Kelling, who was one of my contemporaries at the time, to work on building a brand new library building up between the existing library building, which would have become an annex, you know, the new to the old, between Mayfair and the library building on that lawn area.
Right. Right. That's the one I've heard about.
Those were extensive preliminary designs that never went anywhere. Just it wasn't the right thing, apparently. Mr. Armstrong apparently was not, obviously, his mind wasn't on it, or he wasn't enthused about it. I don't know.
Right.
I have all the background details related to that. Oh, yes, I'm very privy to those concepts.
But for some reason or another, they never were approved.
No.
Okay.
No, never got off the ground.
Okay. Right.
The timing was wrong.
Right.
And on it goes, kind of a thing. And at one time, we had an underground library design.
I've heard about that.
Right there, you know, it would come out the hill.
Uh-huh. So did David draw those up?
No, that was done by David, another architect, very good architect.
I understand it was a Canadian firm.
No. David, no, he worked with us.
Oh.
He was also hired. David Stump. Keith Stump's father.
Oh, okay.
Keith Stump's father, David Stump, very good architect.
Okay, that
and again, a lot of these, well, let me go back a little bit.
Sure.